Welcome to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano, bringing you interviews with health and wellness experts from around the globe, educating, entertaining, and inspiring. Empowered Through Health starts now.
Hey everyone, welcome back to our podcast every other week, Empowered Through Health. Our goal here, as you are on this platform, is to highlight health practitioners around the world that are making such phenomenal change, great information to empower you, the listener, to know that there are so many options out there. You are your own best health advocate. You really are. And you have to listen to that inner voice that says, hey, something's not right. And sometimes that traditional model isn't always the right fit. So our goal for this podcast is to give you tools, to give you information, to empower you, to really sit back, ask some serious questions, listen to some different options, and ultimately really tap into your own body's innate ability to want to come back and restore itself. Because truly, we've been surviving for thousands of years on nutrition and health and food and lifestyles that were not so fast-paced and hard-going and heavy toxicity. So truly something has to change here. Again, all the information here today is not medical advice. It's just information to give you tools to go out there and ask the right questions, have your conversations with the doctors and your proper health advocates that you choose for yourself. But ultimately, we don't want you to give your power away. We want you to just be able to open and receive information. So today I have the pleasure of bringing on a very exciting guest. She is a wealth of information and knowledge. She's known as the Thyroid Fixer. If you haven't heard her podcast, it's an absolute must. Such great information, great different topics around the topics of hormone and health. And our conversation today is around that taboo topic that many women don't want to talk about, and men, which is libido. And it's a real issue, and it is a worldwide issue. And today we're going to have that conversation to give you guys tools around that. With no further ado, I'm going to introduce Dr. Amy Horniman, who is, again, podcaster like myself, so full of information, very lively, great info, great website, tons of tools there. Dr. Amy, I'm going to hand it over to you. As a functional medicine practitioner, a passionate woman in this field, what was it about your journey that turned you on to this topic, specifically around hormones and health? Because I know you've had your own journey. And then enlighten us around this whole topic of libido. I'll let you lead the call and let's have some fun conversation today.
Oh yeah, I'm totally into having fun with this. So thank you. Thank you so much, Diane, for having me on. Okay. And yeah, my story, just to be brief, is if we back up 20 some years ago, I was competing in fitness and figure competitions and doing fitness modeling. So dieting down, you know, strict diet, gym twice a day. And one show in particular that I was getting ready for, I started gaining weight instead of losing. Now, I am by no means genetically teeny tiny. I had to really bust my butt to get down to that show look or that in front of the camera look. And I knew how to do it. I did it before. This time, scale's going up, 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 up. After I crested 20 pounds, I stopped weighing myself. I know it kept going above that. I was tired. I was losing my hair. I went to 6 different doctors who all told me that I was normal, fine, just eat less and exercise more. Where I was like, I don't know that I can do that, or I will shrivel up and die. So the 7th doctor finally diagnosed me with hypothyroidism. So I was pumped, right? There was a pill. There was an answer. I got a diagnosis. And then I was stuck on T4. No proper testing was done. No proper optimization of my thyroid was done. It wasn't until I moved on from her and from the 6 doctors before her and found a functional medicine practitioner who's now my mentor, totally changed my life, gave me my life back, right tests, right medication, right treatment, looking at the whole picture, looking at the sex hormones that we're going to talk about today. And that's what led me here. I thought, if I'm frustrated in little tiny town of PA, other people around the world are going to be frustrated too. So we need to do something about this. They need the help that I got. So that's what led me down the functional medicine path. And now I'm just into helping people get their lives back, just fixing them. So on the topic of libido, Yeah, this is one that's almost kind of, it's not hush hush, you know, because we see it everywhere. We see topics of libido, but it's almost like you whisper it. You know, when I'm meeting with a patient, they go, yeah, by the way, my libido is low too. I go, just say it. Listen, let's just say it. You don't want to have sex. That's what low libido means. There is zero desire there, even though mentally you're like, oh, you know, my hubby over there is really hot. Or for guys, my wife, man, she's smoking. But the feeling isn't there. And that's what low libido means. I know a lot of your listeners right now are going, oh yeah, okay, that's me. I'll say it. Don't want to have sex. Yeah.
Right. And you know what? Maybe you can help clarify between the, because there is a psychological component as well. Sometimes we're in denial that maybe we're not in the right relationship. Or maybe we're driving too much stress, which is biochemical. But
yes,
maybe you can help clarify what is defined as legit low libido. And then maybe, you know, how much of it is also something that we're not addressing or we're looking at. If you can help clarify a little bit for the listeners going, I don't know if I fall in that camp.
Right. So we kind of have to weed through it, right? Like almost like sort through everything and differentiate. And only you can differentiate whether, hey, if you're in a troubled relationship, if you guys are dealing with a lot of stress between the two of you, that obviously can interfere with libido. And we know for women, a lot of it is right up here in our heads. So if we're not okay, if we're not doing self-care and reducing the stress, we're not able to focus on our partner. We're not able to feel in the mood whatsoever. But when we look at it from a physiological standpoint, let's get down into the biology. We start with the thyroid gland because the thyroid is the master, right? That's way, way at the top. So you have to fix that before you start working on sex hormones, because if the master gland is off, it doesn't matter what you do to the sex hormones below it. The thyroid's still going to be off and it's going to throw all the guys below it off. So you start with the thyroid. Proper testing, proper treat, optimal, not normal. We want you optimal. And then I don't do that first, but I do it and.
Love
so
it.
And we look at your sex hormones. Where is your progesterone, your estrogen, your testosterone? So that's where we really get into libido for men and women. And all the sex hormones play a role. We can't discount them, but we have to kind of start with testosterone when we're talking about sex hormones. Because if a woman's testosterone is low, and I mean under 35 to 40 is really where I like my women, even above 40, some of my patients do really, really well above 40 for a woman, testosterone level. And for a guy, listen, dudes, if you are below 500, you are not gonna feel right. And they can tell you all day long that you're normal and you're falling within normal ranges. But if you are below 500, maybe 600, you're not going to feel right at all. So we have to start there and make sure your testosterone levels are optimal. We look at your DHEA. So that is a precursor to testosterone. That can be low in both sexes as well. We look at pregnenolone. Everybody forgets about pregnenolone, because pregnenolone is a precursor to all hormones and gets stolen from our adrenals to make cortisol. So if you're under a lot of stress, and just like you said, Diane, it can come back to being under a lot of stress. If you're under a lot of stress, your adrenal glands will steal pregnenolone. It's called the pregnenolone steal, to make cortisol, because we need cortisol to survive. And then all your downstream sex hormones get the shaft. They don't get pushed up by the pregnenolone, because the pregnenolone's not there. So now if you have a messed up thyroid under a lot of stress, no pregnenolone, you're going to have no sex hormones whatsoever. None.
I love how you bring it back to the root. Like, it's not just about here, take more testosterone, take more estrogen, take DHEA. It's like, no, we got to really look at the big picture. All the players, it's like an orchestra. But where, like, who's responsible for what? Let's keep dialing it back. And I love that you go down that path. It's so important. And what would cause a testosterone to go low, right? We think that that's normal all the time. It shouldn't dip, but it actually does. So maybe we can talk a little bit about that while people are trying to figure out their values.
Yeah, it does. So we want estrogen to have a libido as well, because estrogen gives us the vaginal lubrication. You know, it kind of gets us ready, so to speak, for sex, but you don't want too much estrogen. So both men and women can be in an estrogen dominant state. And even if, again, going back to your labs, men, I mean, I don't want to see an estrogen level really above like a 25. And ladies, we have to look at your progesterone too. So like, I like a 1-to-20 ratio. If your progesterone is in the tank, but your estrogen is coming back, quote unquote, normal, but it's high normal, you're still in an estrogen dominant state. And what causes that? It's really a variety of things, but mainly environmental. Mm-hmm. Mainly it is the toxins, the endocrine disruptors, BPA, microwaving your food in plastic, excess alcohol consumption will raise your estrogen levels higher than what they should be. So as a woman, we think, well, I'm going into menopause. I want estrogen, right? Because I'm going to lose it. Yeah, you do, but you want the right amount. You don't want to be estrogen dominant because that's just as bad. That's where we see the increased risk of breast cancer. That's where we see water retention and weight gain and mood changes, and it's going to affect your libido because too high is as bad as too low. High estrogen in both male and female will push down testosterone. So we'll see a high sex hormone binding globulin, low testosterone, high estrogen, low progesterone. And that's usually that picture of when someone does not have a libido. That's usually the picture that we see.
It's a picture. It's the overall, it's not just one value. It's looking at what is one value doing? What's the other one doing? It really is a lot of detective work to some degree. And I think this is where it's so important to have these conversations with experts like yourself that can sit down and look at the whole picture. I know on your website, you even have I think it's a guide that's about lab and symptom checklist, because a lot of us get lost in the lingo. It's like T3, TSH, like, I don't know, I'm so confused, I'm out of here. And a confused mind never makes decisions. No. It just walks away and shuts down. And then you just keep dealing with it. But our goal today is to kind of just give you some information. You don't have to be the expert. That's the reason why we have someone on the call. So, you know, but go and take advantage of these beautiful guides, get a little bit familiar, and then have those conversations. So someone has low libido. It could happen in men and women. Yep. Is there a certain age where you see it happening more? Does body fat and muscle ratio have anything to do with it? What can we do naturally? That's the big question now. People are waking up to natural strategies. What would you recommend?
Yeah. So first, age-wise, it can be any age. I mean, I have had 18, 19-year-old male patients with testosterone levels that of an 80-year-old and estrogen levels that of a 30-year-old female. Wow. So it can happen at any age, but I would say mainly in 30s, 40s, 50s is where we really start to see a tank, because you're going to have a natural aging process that lowers your testosterone anyways.
Right.
But then when we tie in environmental factors like that, which you just talked about, and like you said, excess body fat. So body fat will store estrogen. So just even walking around 20 pounds heavier can make you estrogen dominant. And that will definitely interfere with your thyroid function. So it ties back. Natural remedies, definitely changing your lifestyle. So reducing stress, getting good sleep. And again, these sound so,
I know,
you know, you're rolling your eyes. You're like, yeah, I hear this every single day, but it's true.
So
those
true.
Simple things actually do work. Buy a stainless steel water bottle instead of your BPA free, because it's not even BPA free. It's just a different chemical that they're using. Get rid of the Tupperware. That's so 1980s. Get some glass cookware storage containers to put your food in. Don't be microwaving it. Use the stove. Those little tiny things can make such a huge difference. Get into your beauty products. Go organic, go natural, get rid of the parabens. Those are big endocrine disruptors, and all of that will make a huge difference in your life. It really will. Now, sometimes we do have to do things supplementally. Sometimes we do have to do things medically. If you're in the tank, you're not going to be wanting to take a supplement and wait in 2 years for it to raise your testosterone. You're going to want it yesterday. So we can do medical interventions along with lifestyle and supplemental and nutrition all at the same time to get you from point A to point B really, really quickly, really quickly.
And that's what we want, Amy, is to be able to have those kinds of options and know what we can do. And the truth is, I start to see a lot of the women being aware of this, something's changing in my body. And it's usually around the perimenopausal phase. Like you said, the 40s, where it's like, it sucks because all of a sudden you spent your 20s and your 30s, run, go, 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 take care of the kids, make the food, do the career. And then finally the kids are getting older and finally you're kind of getting your life back. And then it's like, crap, no energy, no libido. I'm just not feeling right. And this sucks. And it's so unfair.
But so unfair.
We don't have to accept that. And I'm just seeing so many women going, well, I guess that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be that way. So when it comes down to the low libido, that's an indicator of something could be off hormonally, right?
Absolutely.
And you know, I know at the beginning I said the thyroid fixer, it does boil down to the master glands around things like you talked about, the thyroid, things like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just urge everyone on the call, if you're suffering, get answers. And it's not always going to come from the conventional medical model. I think it's really important to stress that functional medicine practitioners are practitioners that go deeper into root cause. An example, a plant, right? We've all owned plants. God knows I've forgotten to water plants a few times. Leaves fall off. Leaves go brown. It starts to wilt. It starts to die. You look at the soil. You look at the root cause. And I think that's what I love about this area of natural awareness and practices like Dr. Amy and other professionals we have on the podcast, is because they go deeper into the root cause. Anything else you want to enlighten us around libido or tips or strategies or things around this whole hormonal conversation? Because it is a hormonal slash lifestyle issue. Mm-hmm. And I want to go back to highlight what you said. I know we're all rolling our eyes with the lifestyle, but it is lifestyle. I cannot believe to tell you, like, when I finally started taking control of my own stress, because I gave myself adrenal fatigue, working out like a crazy fiend,
yep,
not sleeping at night, go, 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 renovations, full-time career. And all of a sudden I woke up with the worst, dizziest vertigo that lasted for 2 years.
Oh yeah.
And I was doing everything right, but it was the hormones. So please, you know, we got a few more minutes. Let's use your time wisely, Dr. Amy. Anything else you can share with us around this topic or anything else we got to look at or do?
Yeah. So we didn't talk about progesterone. I have to give progesterone some love because that really is the antidepressant of now. As long as you're using bioidentical micronized progesterone, and guys need it too. We cannot leave out the guys when we're talking about progesterone, because you know, oftentimes we'll do testosterone and progesterone together as a treatment for men. And then for women, if your progesterone is low, this is where, well, yeah, you're going to have a low libido because your husband or your significant other is going to go, why are you so cranky? What is wrong with you? And it's usually low progesterone. So a woman who is just agitated, cranky, again, water retention, weight gain, can't sleep at night, all of those factors are going to affect your libido. So if there's low progesterone, that's going to happen. And that's going to cascade down into your mood and drive and relationships. And I've seen relationships destroyed from low progesterone. And then instead of doing a Band-Aid, like an antidepressant, we give a woman progesterone, get her number up to an optimal state that not only helps to lower estrogen, but it puts you in a better mood, helps you sleep, helps you lose that water retention that you're holding on to. So that's a big factor as well. So it really, just to summarize, we have to thoroughly test thyroid. We have to start there, thorough testing, the whole deal. That's in the lab and symptom checklist. And we want, so all the testing's there, as well as the optimal lab values, not just normal, but optimal. So don't just get your labs and go, well, there's nothing red here. There's nothing flagged. No, we want you optimal, because you could be at the low end of everything and your doctor will say, oh no, you're good, you're fine, you're normal. No, but you're not optimal. And that's why you feel the way that you do. You have to listen to your body, listen to how you feel. If you feel off, you know your body better than anyone. We have to do thorough testing and we have to get you into the optimal ranges. And then from there, yeah, full hormone panels. And ladies, I guarantee you, if you ask for a full hormone panel from your conventional doc, you're going to get estrogen, because for some reason, conventional doctors think that women only have one hormone and they forget that we have, you know, progesterone and testosterone and DHA and pregnenolone. And guys, right back at you, you're going to ask for a hormone panel. You're getting testosterone checked. Nobody's looking at your estrogen unless you ask for it. If that is high, which I see so often. If that is high, that's setting you up for blood clots. That's just a bad scenario all around for you. You're going to gain weight. No man wants high estrogen. They want to be a man. So we have to look at that too and get everything balanced, get it all in that optimized state. And then you feel optimized.
I love it. Don't confuse normal, standards of normal, which by the way, the normal gap seems to be opening up more and more and more. It's like they want to fit the masses into a box.
Yeah.
But it really is, where are you on that scale of normal? And I think this is the part where, especially in Canada, because that's where a lot of my following is from, you know, with the free healthcare, it just sets you up for failure because I don't know, people sometimes think, well, that's what I got. That's what the system told me. I'm within normal. I'm normal, but I don't feel normal.
Right.
And I'm normal, but I'm not sleeping, and I'm normal and I have no energy, and I'm normal, but I can't seem to, you know, get this weight off, or I can't seem to develop muscle anymore, or whatever the challenges may be. Listen to that inner voice. It's really telling you a truth. Mm-hmm. And if it's sitting in the back of your mind, you need to get outside the box and ask questions. So Dr. Amy, if somebody wants to do a panel and says, you know what, I just want to know where I'm at, what can they do? They can go on your website, and can you order labs? And is it just for the US? Who do you service around the world? That's what I love about featuring guys, these experts on the podcast, is people that can service you worldwide virtually now. What a gift. What a mm-hmm. gift. This was not an option 20 years ago. So right. Let's take advantage of this beautiful gift called technology and world access, and enlighten us a little bit more, Dr. Amy, about what someone can do with you.
Yeah, for sure. So I do see patients worldwide. I have patients in Canada. I don't believe that you guys can order from Alta Labs, which is normally where I send my patients if they need something that their doctor won't do. Now, when you're working with me, we can certainly order labs as long as you're in the US. If you're outside of the US, then you do kind of have to order them yourself or coax your doctor into doing it. But we figure out ways around it. I have patients in Australia, the UK, Canada. I mean, we figure out ways to get it done, to get all the labs done, so we get that full picture. And then from there, we just work one-on-one to optimize everything. So whether it is, you know, nutrition, lifestyle changes, that always plays a role, because you can't do one without the other. You can't just do nutrition and lifestyle if your hormones are in the tank and think that you're going to work your hormones up. We can't just slap on testosterone or thyroid med without changing your nutrition and lifestyle, because that won't work. It's always a both and. So we do everything. We lay it all out for you, and I give you that step-by-step guide on really how to get yourself optimized and get your life back. So if any of your listeners are interested in jumping on a discovery call, that book a call page is on my website. It's free. It's about 20 minutes. I do have an application for you to fill out just to make sure that we're a good fit to work together. But yeah, you can do that just to take that first step in getting on that journey to get your life back.
I love it. You really talked on something really important, and you know, we have two ends of the spectrum. Sometimes I see a lot of people that they're so afraid to, you know, try anything a little bit outside the box if their body really needs it. So they just want to go natural, but they're suffering for years and years and years. Or they're just reading a whole bunch of Google articles, but they're not getting deep enough to the answers that they're looking for. Yeah. And again, that's the goal of the platform, is to kind of give people more than what your Google search is going to give you necessarily. But that was me. That was me in my early 30s, massive adrenal fatigue, massive. And just doing everything right, eating right, mm-hmm. you know, trying to like, I was doing everything technically right. The lifestyle wasn't strong enough. It just wasn't strong enough. I needed intervention. And this is someone that, you know, came from the health world at a very early age, but sometimes we need that extra push. We need that practitioner that can be in our corner and say, look, try this. And man, when I started doing some IV drips and I started actually getting the supplements and the special hormonal intervention I needed, what a night and day difference. Oh, yep. I felt like I got my life back. Like I felt like a Lamborghini with no engine.
That's a good way to put it. I like that. Well, you know, you can't think for yourself. So if you are in the health industry, you need someone else to give you that objective outside look, because you will overthink. You'll be like, oh, maybe I need to do this. Wait, maybe I need to take this supplement. Maybe I need five different tests. Maybe
I love that you brought that up because, again, our following, we have a lot of health coaches that follow us, and we all learn from each other. You don't have to know it all, guys. You're probably good at one camp, but you're not so good in another. I'm not perfect. This is why I love these conversations, because I meet fabulous people. And this is where, again, you know, like you said, having those people advocates in your corner is really important. And I have a team. Like, I have a team. I have one expert for this, one expert for that, a couple in this own area. You know, because I overthink it. I even overthink it for my family. You know, if my mom needs help in an intervention, I'll do the best I can. And I'll turn it over to a colleague going, you know what, can you help me with this and brainstorm a little more? And then I'll realize, oh, I was so emotionally involved.
Yes.
That I couldn't see it clearly or straight, or I didn't think of that. So it really is a mastermind. You know, you should have a mastermind for yourself. And Dr. Amy, I love your podcast. Anything to do with hormones, thyroid, so many people right now are struggling with thyroid. It's such an umbrella topic, but there's so many idiosyncrasies that go with that, you know, your podcast is really cool that way. So again, if you want to find Dr. Amy, what is your Instagram handles? You've got some great stuff on Instagram. So let's talk about where people can find you, Instagram handles. Let's talk about your, the website where they can find you and the free guides you have.
Yeah. So Instagram handle and website are both the same, Dr. Amy Horniman. So Dr. Amy Horniman at Instagram, and then dramyhorniman.com from my website. On the website, there is a book a call, and there is a free guide section. I recommend the lab and symptom checklist, because there are symptoms that you are dealing with right now that you are not tying into potentially being thyroid related. Things like frozen shoulder, constant migraines. You know, we always think of weight gain, energy, hair loss. That's what I experienced. So I get it. You know, nails breaking, all that. But we forget about all those, because the thyroid's the master, we forget how it controls every single organ in our body. So heart palpitations, anxiety, depression, brain fog. We have more T3 receptors on our brain than anywhere in our body. So all of that, check your symptoms against that checklist, because you might be surprised and go, oh man, I just thought it was an old baseball injury. And here my frozen shoulders related to my thyroid.
So cool. I'm going to do the checklist too, Dr. Amy. It sounds like fun. I love always. Prevention is the key. Don't start waiting and waiting till things get worse. Stay on top of it. That's the best thing you can do. So thank you for joining us, Dr. Amy. Looking forward to hearing more from you and your fabulous topics. We'll probably have you on the show again sometime in the future. Let's do a live together. I'd love to share with the world what's possible. That'd be a lot of fun. Guys, get yourself the information, get yourself the motivation, go and book the discovery call, go check out the checklist. I know I'm definitely going to do that. So a reminder to everyone, join us every other Friday, where we showcase different experts around the world and all the fabulous work that they're doing. You are your own best health advocate. So please go out there, get the help and the support you need. You've been blessed with an amazing life. You have a beautiful body that's designed to help you show up in the world, the most powerful version of you. And you can't do that if you're not feeling right, if your health is off. That's your number one vehicle to help you show up as a light that you are in this world. Thank you so much, Dr. Amy, for being with us. Guys, join us every other Friday. You can also find me, the Diane Solano, on Instagram as well, and start scrolling through and find out about all our other health experts that we feature. Thank you so much for having this time with us, Dr. Amy. We'll see you on the next call or on the next Zoom or wherever we see you online. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano. For more information, visit Senergy.ca. That's Senergy.ca. Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.